my feelings are still the same. As far as I go, my teammates, whatever, you know, we have nothing to do with that. As far as Bill, he's made his statements, and he's handling it. So, you know, there you have it.
Does it take away from what the players have accomplished on the field?
Nope, because, like I said, we know what we do out there. We know how hard we work. We prepare. And, you know, do we just have nothing to do with that.
Are you embarrassed in the organization?
Are we embarrassed? No. It didn't have nothing to do with that victory on Sunday. So, you know, I'm not embarrassed. I'm proud of the fact that we're 1-0 and we're moving into week two.
How tough of a distraction is all this to deal with while you prepare for a very good football game?
I just had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and some Doritos, so I'm not too distracted right now. I mean, this is my lunch break. So when we go out to practice, we're not thinking about any of those things. Our main focus is to get out there and prepare the best way possible for the San Diego Chargers, and that's all we're worried about. There's no distractions from that.
Moving on from that, how did you feel about all the stuff that happened at the end of the game last year in the playoff game and going into this? I mean, they're going to be – no pun intended, you know, be fired up.
That game has nothing to do with this game. That was last year. This is now two totally different teams. Understanding that no matter what you say or what you did before or after the game is played between the white lines, you know, 60 minutes of ball. So this year, 2007, that's what we worried about. We're moving on from that.
You feel
it anyway? Am I a marked man on Sunday? I think we're all marked out there. Everybody's getting game plan in their own certain ways, whatever, weaknesses, the strengths, whatever. But I don't feel any different as far as somebody's coming after me. I think the San Diego Chargers are better than that as far as to sit here and try to retaliate or whatever. You know, it's about the whole game.
Do you feel in any way let down by the coaching staff that they get caught filming illegally?
No, not let down at all. Like I said, you can do whatever you want with the coaches or whatever happened. I don't even know all the specifics in that. But at the end of the day, the players are out there playing, making the plays. We have nothing to do with that. So, you know, I have nothing to comment on with it.
That was the other day LT said that the Patriots motto is if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm not going to get into the mudslinging and all that. Just, you know, from what he said last year as far as class, we're trying to keep a little bit more class. Let's leave it at that. So we're trying to keep class. So we're not going to get into the mudslinging.
Ellis, the word cheaters being used around the country by fans, I mean, but doesn't that bother you guys to hear that? And some people are accusing you guys of being cheaters?
I can't say it more loudly than what I'm saying it right now, man. I just had a peanut butter jelly sandwich and some Doritos, and none of that stuff bothers me. I'm like I said, we work too hard and too long in doing what we do, you know. I didn't sit up here in the summer, you know, 12-plus hours a day, training camp, blah, 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 whatever, you know, to sit out here and to bet a whole game on a hand signal. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like I said, the preparation that we take into games, you know, trying to find the edge the right way, you know, as far as I go, and my players and my teammates and coaches and whatever, you know, like I said, whatever was done with Bill, he's made amends with it, and he's handling it in what way he needs to handle it. So, you know, leave it alone.